This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with singer-actress Lea Delaria, who stars on Orange is the New Black, about her new jazz CD that just came out. But first, is it the end of hipster beards? An expert says facial hair is about to become a thing of the past. The medical historian says the hipster beard face is about to come to an end. He says hipsters will be replaced with clean-shaven yuckies or young urban creative who make more money and prefer a smooth face. The doctor plans to spend the next 3 years studying the hipster beard. According to researchers at Oxford University, it may be hard for people to tell which toe is which if their eyes are closed and someone's touching them. In a study, scientists had a group of 19 healthy volunteers stick out their feet and have their toes prodded. While 94% knew it was their big toe or little toe being touched, only 57, 60%, and 79% could correctly ID their second, third, and fourth toes, respectively. The most problems came in differentiating between the second and third toes, and no subject was able to guess every toe correctly. Well, there's something I gotta try. A California man punched a 78-year-old Costco shopper who confronted him about taking too many Nutella waffles from a sample cart. The 24-year-old walked over to the Nutella sample station. As the elderly shopper reached out to grab one, the young guy snatched all the Nutella samples. The victim told him he shouldn't take so many. That's when the young guy punched the old man in the face. Now he faces one charge of elder abuse and gets extra charges tacked on since the man was hurt bad enough that he was hospitalized. If convicted, the younger man faces up to 11 years in state prison. On the political front, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker dropped out of the Republican presidential race this week. Walker's fundraising recently dried up after his decline in the polls, and campaign officials did not feel they could risk going into debt with the race so uncertain. Walker said he hoped his exit would make it possible for a positive conservative message to take hold in the crowded race. He also took a shot at Donald Trump, saying he hopes other candidates follow his lead so voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who could offer a positive conservative alternative to the current frontrunner. Rapper Azalea Banks lost it on a New York to L.A. flight Monday night, according to a passenger who was sitting next to her on the plane. The passenger says just after the flight landed, the rapper tried to exit the plane but was blocked by a couple in a row ahead of hers as they took their luggage down from the overhead bin. As Banks tried to push past them, the witness says the man put out his hand to stop her and all hell broke loose. Banks allegedly spit on the guy, punched him in the face, and tore at his shirt. After a flight attendant told Banks to calm down and grabbed her bag, Banks lost her balance, fell, stood back up, and started fighting with the flight attendant over the bag. And she called him a name in the process. The co-pilot came out and said cops had been called. That's when Banks ran off the plane. She left so fast she dropped her cell phone. Police found Banks at luggage claim. Luckily for her, the couple decided not to press charges because it would be too much trouble during their vacation. According to a new study, there have been more deaths this year from selfies than there have been from shark attacks. The death toll for selfie-related deaths now totals 12 people, whereas deaths related to shark attacks totals 8 people. The most recent selfie-related death occurred in India, where a 66-year-old tourist died after attempting to take a photo of himself for his family and friends to see. He and a friend fell to their deaths while attempting to take a picture at the Taj Mahal's Royal Gate. Singer-actress Lea Delaria is hitting on all cylinders. She's got a new jazz CD out, and she's also starring in season 4 next year of Orange is the New Black.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. All right, so what do you want to talk about first? What are you most excited about, your new jazz album or the third season of Orange is the New Black?
Yeah. I would love to talk about my record first, and I'm always happy to talk about Orange.
All right, so let's hear about you. Now, are you a jazz singer by profession, or are you just doing this as kind of a sidelight?
Well, I guess you could say everything I do is by profession. I have 5 records out on the Warner Jazz label.
Oh, wow.
So. So, I mean, I've been with them for a very long time. This is my first self-produced one. I went rogue off the label and by myself to put this one out.
And how would you describe your jazz stylings?
The thing about jazz is you have to have your own sound and your own style when you do jazz. That's like, I think, the most important thing about the music, that you try to make it your own, whatever it is. Unlike like those cookie cutter singers that they put out with American Idol and The Voice and all that kind of stuff, where they're literally trying to get everybody to sound exactly like, we always try to sound different. I'm definitely a bebop singer. I'm a scat singer. There's a lot of that on the record. And yeah, I guess that's it. I'm very contemporary. This new record is called House of David. So I've taken 12 David Bowie tunes, and I've, redone them in the language of jazz. And I'm pretty excited about it. Long-winded answer.
Has David Bowie heard this CD?
Well, I don't know if he has heard it. I do know that his official Twitter site and webpage have been talking about it, and really positively. Like, they put up the album cover is basically changes one, but it's me instead of David. So they put like my album cover next to his album cover up on their website, and they've been really, really very positive and pushing it. So that's cool.
What's your favorite song from the album?
From mine, that's hard to say, but I think Modern Love seems to be the one that everyone really, really likes. And because we do that with it's a big gospel song, the way we do it. There's like a big gospel choir behind me, and it's completely different.
So jazz and gospel, you got it all going on.
Well, gospel has its roots in jazz. It's all rhythm and blues. That's all rooted in jazz. So on the record, we have so many different styles of jazz on it. There's swing, there's bebop. We have an acid jazz rock fusion version of Gene Genie. I mean, stuff like that. So it's like every kind of jazz you can think of, we got it on this record. And it's all David Bowie music.
So who's your favorite jazz singer of all time?
It depends on my mood. It's either Ella or Betty Carter. I go back and forth between those two.
So when you were growing up, were you exposed to jazz music? Did your parents play like 45s or whatever back in the day?
My father played the actual piano. He was a jazz musician.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he taught me the music, and he gave me, he was really, how shall I put this? It wasn't that he was strict, but he was really, he really wanted me to be a good jazz singer if I was going to be a jazz singer. He didn't want me to be just a chick singer. He didn't want me to, like, look pretty and have a pleasant voice. I guess he got pushed there. And but he wanted me to know music. He taught it to me. He said, if you're going to sing, you got to listen to the horn players. You got to, learn the alternate scales. He was really good with me. And he instilled me with a real love for the music.
Any new characters for season 4 on Orange is the New Black?
Oh, I love how you're asking me about... Are you literally asking me about season 4? Are you asking me about season 4? I can't believe you pushy people. This is what I can tell you about season 4. I'm in it, and it comes out sometime next year.
No spoilers from you.
No, they won't. Listen, you want me to keep my job, don't you?
We love Big Boo. How would you describe that character for people who may not have caught you on Orange is the New Black?
How would I describe Big Boo? She's a gentle flower. She's a little lotus blossom. She's a smart ass butch dyke. That's what she is. Kind of. I don't know where they found that. I'm not sure where they found that character, the smart ass butch dyke. I think once they knew that they were writing this part for me, they just wrote it for me. Almost anything that Big Boo says, Leah Delaria would say. So I mean, I think that's one of the reasons people find her so compelling. I mean, she's just so comfortable for me to wear because she is me.
And don't you film that in Rockland County?
Well, we film the outdoor scenes are in Rockland County. Yeah. At the outside of the prison location is in Rockland County, yeah. But the soundstage, the inside of the prison, is all at the studio, which is Coffin Astoria Studios in Queens.
Gotcha. So you're in the New York metropolitan area then?
Oh, yeah. We're all New York actors.
So what have you been in before this?
That's the thing about it.
What were you in before this that we would remember you from?
Well, I was on One Life to Live for 10 years, and I've been on, you pretty much name it, and I've done a guest star role in it. Yeah, I've done several Broadway shows and off-Broadway shows, and I'm a New York actor. If you look at our cast, that's the best thing about this cast. The cast is just filled with New York theater actors, people that we all know because we go to Broadway shows and we go to off-Broadway because we live here in New York. But the general populace has never really seen them before, if you know what I mean. And here they are, all of them in this show. I mean, it's just, I knew half the cast before I went in.
So where can we find your music, Leah?
You can find out more on my website. It's available on downloads and iTunes and all of that. And it's in the stores, if there are any record stores left, it's in the record stores as well. And it's called House of David, Delaria, but Bo Eagle Jazz.
We love it. Leah Delaria, thanks for a couple of minutes, and good luck with season four next year.
Thank you, Mike.
I'd love to hear from you. What are your comments about America Weekend? Send me an email to Mike A.W., like America Weekend, Mike A.W., at MikeBennettRadio.com. So email me at Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. Now you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's Twitter at MikeBennett11. With singer and actress Leah Delaria, I'm Mike Bennett. And you are listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you have a problem remembering names? I mean, like you run into your best friend, you go blank, or you see a classmate you haven't seen for 10 years, you know the face, but the name just escapes you. What to do? Here's the science of it.
Tell me who are you?
To retrieve a mystery person's name, take a good look at their face, but pay even closer attention to their nose. First look to the left of their nose, spend some time looking there. Usually the name will pop in. If not, then go for the center of the nose. Usually it's their nose. It served the focal point your brain's fusiform gyrus used to encode their name. So what's the cheap psychological trick? You remember the face, but you remember the nose more. Focus on the nose and you'll retrieve the name. So you got a question or maybe even a comment? Well, you can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Calvin was running for city council. He stapled 10 sturdy, professionally printed signs on utility poles around town. But within a week, Calvin received a violation notice from the city with a penalty of $200 per sign. Will Calvin really have to pay $2,000 when garage sale and lost dog signs were on the very same poles? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780.
A lot of cities, not all, but a lot, have ordinances making it illegal to post signs on utility poles, mainly for safety issues. Penalties vary, and businesses or political signs tend to be noticed before garage sale signs. And that's the final verdict.